This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Today, I'm speaking with Tyler Gum. Tyler, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Henrik. So, yeah, as you said, I'm Tyler Gum. I'm an entrepreneur in residence at Consensus. And so for your audience members who don't know much about it, Consensus is a venture studio which specializes in Ethereum blockchain-based projects. So essentially, Consensus incubates a wide variety of startups that are all using the Ethereum blockchain in some way. And so I'm a founder of one of those startups, and that startup's called MemeWars. And maybe just to give a little background on MemeWars for the audience. So like, you know, everybody loves memes. You know, they add a quick little bite-sized dose of humor to our day. And people learn about the news through them. You know, people make philosophical points through them. Subcultures bond by creating them and sharing them. And so MemeWars is going to be the best and most fun way to learn about trending memes and get the pulse of the internet every day. It's a platform that collects and presents trending memes from all over the internet. And users play a game where they predict how their friends feel about the memes as well as the internet at large, and all while earning prizes and rewards. So I've been working on that project at Consensus as an entrepreneur in residence for about the past 4 months now.
Tyler, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, definitely. So MemeWars is being incubated at Consensus. And as I said, I've been there for about the past 4 months. And so in the role of entrepreneur in residence, I'm the founder of MemeWars. And so I'm involved in kind of like all aspects of the project, so like vision, ideation, user research, design, and I was doing some development too of early prototypes that we were testing. And so recently I was super happy that Andre Simeon, a developer, joined up with me as a co-founder. And so he's kind of taking over, obviously he's taking the lead on the more technical aspects and also taking part across the board as well. But yeah, and maybe just to give a little history on the project. So came up with the idea as part of a graduate thesis project at New York City School of Visual Arts. I was in the interaction design master's program there. And so I was always scoping it to be a startup, and even if I was just going to bootstrap it. And then as I was getting towards the end of the grad program, was looking into funding opportunities, pitching the project a couple places. MIT Playlabs was one accelerator opportunity that I was exploring. Then Sarah Baker Mills, who's the design director at Consensus, she is like a friend and an advisor on the project, and she was telling Joe Lubin, the CEO, about it, and he was really interested, and so I pitched it to him, and it ended up that, you know, Consensus was the place I was most excited to work at and bring the projects. That's how I ended up there. And I think, you know, just to kind of talk about my role as an entrepreneur in residence there, I think the main advantage so far has been kind of tapped into this really robust, amazing network they have, and the people there are amazing. And so, you know, I feel lucky that the incubation period that this project has undergone, like for as long as I've been an entrepreneur in residence there, has really given me an opportunity to do a lot more research and testing and some really meaningful iteration on MemeWars that I think is positioning us better, like when we're on the eve of launching now.
Tyler, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, so to start positive, you know, kind of maybe start with the successes. So like right now, the project is in pre-launch phase. Like we're kind of just on the eve of launching it. Probably by the time this goes to air, it will have been launched. But so in this pre-launch phase, the success has, I think it's primarily come in my ability to effectively integrate feedback and iterate the project. You know, it's kind of this exploratory validation phase. And the product, and I'm proud to say that the product has evolved significantly from what I originally pitched to Joe Lubin. And so after some recent iterations, kind of, you know, what I'm most proud of is I'm really happy with where it's landing and get a real sense of kind of success and accomplishment when I experience just users that we're testing it with being really excited about it and want to hear about when it's going to be launched. And the same goes for other people within the company and just in kind of professionals in the tech field at large. Yeah, and so really excited, you know, that it's going to be launched very soon, and I think there'll be more successes to follow in the post entrepreneur residence phase of the project. And then with regard to challenges, I think this probably goes for most entrepreneurial endeavors, but you know, you're going to hit blockers, timelines are going to be derailed. Sometimes it's going to be no fault of your own. Maybe occasionally it will be your fault. And what I found is just it's critical to maintain optimism and. You know, keep your eyes on perseverance. That's one of the most important things. And I think probably if you're considering pursuing an entrepreneur in residence position or just entrepreneurship in general, I think it'd probably be good to do an honest assessment of your commitment to realizing your business idea. Because, you know, it's a guarantee there are going to be times when things seem bleak or funding prospects take a turn for the worst. And I think you have to be ready to really stay optimistic and fully committed to the course, even when it gets rough. And, you know, one thing that's helped me, maybe would help members of your audience, is just remembering that no progress is wasted. You know, even when I hit setbacks, just, you know, remind myself that you're always learning and you're always kind of moving forward, even if it's at a slightly slower pace than before. And one other challenge I'd mentioned that I've been observing is that as an entrepreneur, as a founder, it really is a multidisciplinary role. And so my background, I think, as I mentioned, in my grad work was in UX design, but over the course of this journey, you know, I've had to learn about convertible notes, investing and hiring law. And like, I haven't had the luxury of just exclusively focusing on products and churning out, you know, kick-ass designs. You know, you also have to have this higher level view of the financial sustainability of the overall business. And I think that this multidisciplinary nature to the role has really become a source of excitement and joy for me. But it's another thing I think that, you know, your audience may want to assess in themselves before pursuing something entrepreneurial, is just like, you know, if you really just want to focus in on product and really want to hone your craft, and there's obviously nothing wrong with that, you may be happier being a designer or a developer, you know, because in the entrepreneur in residence role, and, you know, as a founder, I think you're really having to concern yourself and learn all these other aspects of the business beyond maybe what your specialty is, whether it be design or development.
Tyler, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Yeah, so this, it may seem simple, but, you know, I'd say talk to people. And one thing is I don't think about that as something that's taking me away from working on the product. Like, I have to take a moment and have a conversation or a coffee with someone, and it's really taking me away from just making a better product. Like, I try to approach talking to people as a form of prototyping and testing in and of itself. And, you know, I think discussing an idea with someone or showing early screens, it's really been a way to prototype in like a very low cost, you know, low time investment manner. And it's kind of a platitude, but I think it's really true. Like, the earlier, the more feedback you can get, the better. And so, you know, scheduling these kind of regular meetings, like, you know, at least a few every week, I think not only has it helped me improve the product in that regard by getting just constant feedback and as early as possible, but it's also been served as kind of a forcing function for me, and helped me with accountability and deadlines. And it might be a little easier if you're an entrepreneur in residence working within a large organization, but I think especially if you're working solo, like, it's of paramount importance to get in place some structure. And like, I and probably a lot of other people, you know, need deadlines and accountability to get stuff done. And so, you know, I would probably say the primary form of structure that I've been able to give myself is that, like, having these weekly meetings and knowing that certain people I'm about to meet with are expecting to see this amount of progress from me. And, you know, that just ensures that no matter what, no matter how many other things I have going on that week, I just make sure to get that progress, to deliver that progress to the people expecting it.
And Tyler, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in Consensus's Entrepreneur in Residence program or would like to speak with me further, you know, more than happy to help out as I can. And, you know, feel free to get in touch with me. Twitter might be the easiest way, at PriceGumb, PriceGumb. And to learn more about Memoirs, and I think by the time this airs, we will have a V1 launched. Please check out our website. That's memoirs.me. Memoirs.me. It's going to be, I'm really excited for the launch. It's going to be a lot of fun and the most convenient and fun way to see and share the best memes of the day.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.